Welcome back to Range Anxiety TV, and we got something special for you today. You know the old saying, blowers, burnouts, and the staying at the Bellagio. Today we're doing a VE with a Harrop 2650 on it. Should make some good power, but we're not doing big power. This thing's a cam-only engine. It's a little bit older. And this is just a run-in base for a fresh engine that's going to get being built for it currently. So we just wanted to get the owner just wanted to just have a bit of a taste of what it's like to have a bit of positive pressure in his life. And today you'll see in and out of shot will be Gareth, because he really enjoys being in range anxiety, because he's a big believer that electricity gets the job done if you blow dry on your hair. For anything serious, you need petrol or, more his way, diesel, because the soot gets the really good results, empties your wallet. So yeah, this is gonna be a good combo. We're putting it on the mainline hub dyno. You can hear Gareth working on it. Yes, he actually does work from time to time, not very often. We're putting it on the mainline hub dyno, but these things are just useless to try and chassis dyno through little narrow wheels, you know, it's just not a good thing. So yeah, we're going to run this up today and then just have a talk about how the 2650 interfaces to the 6-litre with camshaft engine that this thing has. So stay tuned and we'll run it up in a minute. We'll just have a little look. Oh, it moved. Good one, Gareth. We'll just have a look at what happens. And what a result that was. You heard that thing run up on the dyno, and an LS with a Harrop blower on it, big positive displacement like that with the Eaton rotor pack, just sounds fantastic. You know, love it, hate it, whatever, it is a sound of horsepower. The things do go well, and that one is no example. I told you we were being really soft on the tune. You know, the engine's just an old slugger with a cam in it, and it's being replaced by a freshly built motor, but the owner just wanted to experience the actual thrill of driving a supercharged car, and that the softest tune we could get into it on 98 was 461 kilowatts at the hubs. So there's an easy 500 there if we wanted to stand on it, and God only knows what it's going to do if it's on flex fuel and with a fresh donk where you can really put some boost into it and a smaller top pulley. So it's got a 75 on it at the moment, which those of you that know blowers will know that's not a lot. Bang for buck upgrade. It is an expensive upgrade. Harrop superchargers aren't cheap, but they do work and they do fit. I mean, I have very little in-service life issues. A lot of aftermarket stuff. Aftermarket normally means garbage, but if you go with an aftermarket product such as that supercharger kit that's designed by an OE supplier, Harrop have done a lot of superchargers for actual car manufacturers, you can't really go wrong. And in this case, we didn't go wrong. So that's just a little look into some of the other things that we do outside of rattling on about EVs and bagging Gareth's diesel Pajero Sport. We actually build some pretty tough petrol-powered cars as well. And there you go. Thank you once more for listening to Range Anxiety and watching it.